Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from the InfoWars Center, despite the globalist's best efforts, thanks to
the
you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is true. Thanks to your help, InfoWars relaunched Americana worldwide. I believed if we promoted what made the country great, people would rediscover it. But it had to be rediscovered right when the globalists uncloaked themselves with their anti-family, anti-God, anti-nation, anti-free market agenda. And right as they announced their world government and the fact that they're coming for your son's balls, literally as a sacrament, we had created the nucleus that's now gone supernova. We'll be back after this special report.
For an American film to crack the Chinese market, certain themes cannot be portrayed, certain products must be taken out, and certain speech must be limited. Hollywood is relying more and more on China to make profits on their movies. So that means our films are being written with China in mind.
If you control America, you can control the world. That's the big secret. And of course, if you're informed, it's not a secret at all. But to the ignorant, quite a bit is secret.
Let's go all the way back to the first century B.C. It was in that century that a rather obscure philosopher by the name of Epictetus, who lived in the kingdom of Phrygia, had this to say. He said, appearances are of four kinds. Things either are as they appear to be, or they neither are nor appear to be, or they are but do not appear to be, or they are not and yet appear to be. Actually, I was convinced after I read that if Epictetus had been alive today, he surely would have been a Harvard professor of banking and probably would have written the definitive textbook on the Federal Reserve System.
Occult just simply means hidden. And we fight occult left-hand path powers who wish to keep humanity in the dark. I wish to bring humanity into the light, the true light of God, not the false light of Lucifer, their God.
For example, after-school Satan clubs, which are causing a stir in places like Arizona.
Satan, you bring up Satanists and you elicit a reaction. So
especially
I put it on my Facebook
when you
page.
Think about putting it into school
right.
Somehow, some way.
And with snacks and things like that.
The promotional materials for after-school Satan include this cheery logo and a YouTube video that resembles a horror movie. But despite the kitsch, Greaves says the After School Satan campaign highlights a serious issue. Across the country, so-called good news clubs, sponsored by the Child Evangelism Fellowship, are pitching fundamentalist Christianity in public schools.
Just the very idea that we were applying to have 9 After School Satan clubs to counteract them brought the good news clubs into public consciousness, which was already a win for us.
There's the manger scene with baby Jesus, and there's the candlesticks and the menorah for Hanukkah. Both of those put up by religious groups. Well, those groups not too thrilled with this latest installment, a statue from the Satanic Temple of Chicago.
And the statue is more than offensive to many. It was created in response to a monument of the Ten Commandments placed here on the grounds of the state courthouse in Oklahoma City. Ultimately, the temple says that's where they want to place their 9-foot statue permanently.
The Satanist wasn't happy with what a Christian minister was preaching.
I love you too.
So you could hear the crowd obviously was not pleased with what he was saying and did support law enforcement escorting the man out. The Baphomet statue sat in the center of the rally, but comments about the lawmaker who spearheaded the push to bring the Ten Commandments to the Capitol took center stage.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in this moment where there is a battle by all these different factions over control of the United States. And almost everybody's hedging their bets out there. And no one's sure who's really going to come out on top. But they do know this. If you support President Trump, you get threatened. You get audited. You get harassed. You get spied on. You get killed. And then Trump, he just sits up there and promotes Americana and the belief in the country. But because he's not a dictator and isn't really in control, He can't even protect his own people.
If you are receiving this transmission...
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Please don't forget the very existence of this broadcast still being on air and still reaching millions every day is a testament to the fact that there's not just evil in this universe. There's not just the will of the corrupt and the twisted. There is the will of the good and those that want to stand up for what's right and those that are not intimidated by the globalists. In fact, we are scared of not taking action against them and letting the world be completely turned over to these monsters. There is no bottom to these individuals. They have resonated to pure darkness, and that is who they serve. Now, I want to get to some really important positive news right now. It's also very macabre and very terrifying and beyond anything that Hollywood could ever try to imagine, because truth is stranger than fiction. And then I'm going to open the phones up specifically for first-time callers again on the Baghdadi raid and those doubting that it happened, on the attempts to plunge the economy. You've heard that they've banned the OK sign. They'll throw you out of college for using it, whatever, because the ADL's God. Well, now Oxford University's banning clapping, saying it's hateful. Remember just a few months ago we played the clip of people blowing up at a diversity thing at a college meeting, and they're saying, stop clapping, it's evil, it's horrible. Well, we're going to break that down. At the birthplace of modern free speech, Oxford, it's just incredible how all of this is getting more and more insane. But it's designed to overthrow civilization by inflicting us with mass delirium, fever swamps, and mental illness. We'll also get into a report I haven't played yet. It's up on InfoWars.com. UN takes over Utah taxpayer-funded venue, claims it's international territory. Wow, wait till you see that. That's got so many angles. A huge report here with George Soros making the statement that he will control God's will and that he will bend God to his will. That's in the New York Times. I'm attacked as well. We're going to get into all of that coming up. But I want to open the phones up on any subject you wish to discuss as long as you're a first-time caller. And that means if you called in before but didn't get on, I took like 15 calls or so yesterday, but the last three didn't get on. You go to the front of the line as well. The number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. to give us your take and your view on just all of the amazing things that are taking place and unfolding right now. Now, I want to get to this report because up until about 15 years ago, the media would talk about China selling political dissidents' organs, Buddhist, Christian, you name it. And they even have mobile execution vans that anybody can just type in mobile execution van China. And China is proud of up to 15 vans per major city that just drive around in these mobile execution vans. And people don't even know when they're going to be executed. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's nothing. And then they take them from the facilities. They gut them on the way to the airport. And then they load them on ice and fly them into Japan, the U.S., you name it. China's death buses delivered executions, organ harvesting on the go, Gizmodo. China's high-tech death van, where criminals are executed and their organs are sold on the black market. Now, Fox News is finally getting into this because now America understands that under Obama, we were totally sold out to China. Now that's changing. Survivors and victims on shocking state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. These are the folks trying to tell us how we can speak, what we can do. So here is part of that Fox News report that's so critical to get out to everybody you know. Let me tell you guys the clip we're going to go to here. Let me just pull it up for you right now. It's a Fox News report. It's in the list here. China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting. Go ahead.
After months of independent investigation, the seven-person China Tribunal Panel, which was initiated by the International Coalition to End Transplant Abuse in China, delivered its final findings in June.
For over a decade, the People's Republic of China has stood publicly accused of acts of cruelty and wickedness that match the cruelty and wickedness of medieval torturers and executioners.
It stated with certainty that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time. The report underscored that there were extraordinarily short waiting times for organs to be available for transplantation, and numerous websites advertised hearts, lungs, and kidneys for sale, suggesting an on-demand industry. The organs of members of marginalized groups detained in Chinese prisons and labor camps are unwillingly organ harvested. Most affected is a spiritual minority, the Falun Gong, who have been persecuted for rebuffing state atheism and adhering to a Buddhist-centric religious philosophy grounded in meditation and compassion. Witness testimonies provided to the tribunal paint the picture of a callous trade often performed when the victims are still alive.
On January 27, 2009, four of my family members went to see my father at the labor camp in Chongqing. When we talked with him, his mental and physical health were completely normal. On January 28, about 3:40 p.m. the next day, someone from the Xishanping labor camp called saying that my father had died at about 2:40 p.m. Her family members were taken to the Xijialiang funeral home by police cars. There were three slots in the freezer of the funeral home. My dad had been placed in the middle slot on the second freezer shelf. My sister touched my father's face and found that his lip was still warm. She yelled, "Dad, Dad, my dad is still alive. He's not dead." We immediately pulled my dad's body out and put him on the ground. We wanted to check his body. Everyone touched him. His body was still warm. Several dozen people were there. One of them said, "It's no use making the phone call. The officers are here already. They won't come." My brother asked, "How could a dead person still be warm after being frozen for more than 7 hours? When we started to unbutton his clothes and check his body to see if there was anything wrong, each of us was picked up by four people and forcibly removed from the morgue. On February 8th, they called and told us that my father had been autopsied and then cremated. In his autopsy report, it said that three of his ribs were broken and all of his organs had been removed. My father was still alive and his body was still warm. How could you remove his organs? Without our family's consent, how could you just cremate him? We hired lawyers to sue the perpetrators and petitioned the higher authorities to seek justice for my father.
Let's stop right here. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. And this is just local corrupt governments that are killing people and then sewing them back up. And, oh, he didn't die right away? But the state does it at an industrial scale. And so this is just a little side deal where they caught him. But the Chinese government officially runs ads saying we have fresh organs. They do this. And our media in the past covered it, but now they haven't been because, ooh, China buys our debt. They own much of Hollywood, if not almost all of it. It's just incredible. We'll play the rest of the report. But this is only on Fox Digital, which means they put it out online. Think about that. Think about that. They won't put that on national Fox News. They put it on the website, and that's good, but that's not far enough. This needs to get out. And at least our media is starting to cover it some. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The only way we beat the globalists is you spread the word. Please, however you're listening, tell folks to tune in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
To go to your phone calls right through to the bottom of the next hour. Then Mike Adams is going to be in studio. He's going to take over the fourth hour. He has the producers from the award-winning Censored and Blocked film, Vaxxed. There's been some big developments on that front as well. Of course, you saw Zuckerberg being questioned about vaccine damage in Congress last week and why he censors mothers and fathers talking about how their child had a convulsion after vaccines and why people can't rate vaccines like they could before in consumer sites, and why Facebook's blocking consumer sites. Because Big Pharma can't handle what consumers are saying. So that's all coming up as well. But your phone calls start of the next segment. I'm going directly to them. Boom, boom, boom. Get ready. Let's finish up with China. And obviously, everybody knows they're selling organs. Everybody knows that Mao killed 80-plus million, and then it's 115 million total. The Chinese government admits but gives reasons why they did it. I mean, it's crazy. And all the footage that came out a month ago of the 2 million person concentration camp in Mongolia and 600 people being marched out with hoods over their heads being choked. That's what they do when they take you to be executed, is they choke you while you're being taken to the mobile execution vans. That's the procedure. They have public executions at sports stadiums. Talking back to the government, you get killed. If people get hit by a car, the person lays there and rots, even in a busy street, until sanitation might come by in a week when maggots are all over it, because there's no value for human life in China. But we project onto China, oh, you're not white. We've been taught whites are bad. You're wonderful. You're Asian. You're perfect. Well, yeah, they're all the great Asian people. They try to move here to get away from it. But China is the most ruthless towards life of any country over there. And the NBA bowing and fetching and scraping. And when China says jump, they say how high, except for Shaquille O'Neal. It's shameful to see all the groveling by LeBron James and the rest of it. And think about this. This is a government of communists that David Rockefeller and leftists praise everywhere, because it's a bunch of rich people feeding off slaves. That's why Bill Gates supports it. That's why because they're all tax exempt. No wonder Bill Gates and Warren Buffett run around saying, I'm paying too much taxes. Raise taxes on me, because they're tax exempt. They put their money in tax exempt foundations and call themselves philanthropists. And then push for higher taxes on the middle class, because he wants that money controlled by him. Because any money not controlled by them is money that's free. They want vertical integration of the economy. They want control. Where's our empathy? I mean, in China, the state can get away with anything. You know what happens if you talk back to the police in China? They cut your genitals off. And then cut your Achilles heels. And then no one helps you. And you crawl around sometimes for a week in the street. And anyone that helps you gets sent to a forced labor camp. So you'll just be routinely, there's just people, in the bushes, are calling, help me, but they're just crawling with this pool of blood behind them. The authoritarians love to chop testicles off. It's part of their religions. I'm not joking. That's why they get the liberal mothers here. They just fantasize, if I could just have a son, I could chop his balls off. Oh, it'd be so wonderful. You have to understand, this is satanic behavior, folks. And mutilating women and hurting little girls. It's all about hurting humanity. I'm not kidding. So let's finish the report. Here it is. China boasts sustains the largest voluntary organ donation system in Asia, but experts contend that the country does not have a history of willful organ donation. Oh, really? You think so? The official figures are 10,000 transplants each year, understates the real volume, which activists pledge is possibly upwards of 60,000 to 100,000 annually.
Yu Ming, another member of Falun Gong and newly arrived in the United States, claimed that he was kidnapped multiple times by law enforcement, the most recent time in August 2013, and locked up in the Shenyang Detention Center, where he was allegedly beaten into oblivion. He secretly recorded footage at major military hospitals in mainland China over the past couple of years and has turned it over to the courts as evidence for unlawful organ transplants.
In the prison and labor camps, every Falun Gong practitioner is forced to get blood tests and a physical check. But when you are really ill, you got sick, they don't take care of you. But when you are healthy, you don't have any issue, they will force you to do all the blood tests and other physical checks. But when you are really got sick, they don't take care of you. This is very suspicious. The first time it was in 2006 or 2007 when I was in the Beijing, in one labor camp in Beijing. They checked my body thoroughly and they found my liver has some issues, so they just gave up. They forced me to stay in the hospital for about 6 months. The second time was in 2008 to 2009. I was forced to stay in a hospital in Masanja for about 1 year. Because my liver has some issues, they just gave up. There's a third time. The third time was when I was in the prison, not labor camp, 2016 to 17. During this period, I witnessed a lot of people died. After I was released at the end of 2017, I began to investigate. I just went to different hospitals in different cities to investigate the organ harvest.
According to the China Tribunal, there are mountains of money to be made. Data from 2007 shows that hospitals charge more than $65,000 for a kidney transplant, $130,000 for liver, and more than $100,000 for lung or heartbeat. In the United States, they just do it to babies, of course, so it's liberal. Keep the babies alive, liberal. Desperate patients might make a high-priced donation for a new organ at top speed. That's okay. The practice is alleged to have started in the 90s on a small scale and was initially characterized as targeting the forceful removal of organs of prisoners on death row. But now it's for everybody, because business is good. It's a communist utopia. We just do it to babies after they're born, so that makes it liberal.
Survivors routinely point to the frequent physical screenings, ultrasounds, and x-rays.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to get to your phone calls. But in post, when we add this article to InfoWars.com, this video, we'll put the full report there. But you can find it at FoxNews.com, survivors and victims of shocking state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. I'm Alex Jones, working for a pro-human future of dignity and justice for us all. And I will never surrender, and I know you won't as well. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Epic music for epic times. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, October 28th, 2019, worldwide transmission. I'm going to go to your phone calls on any subject you wish to bring up. Bo and Marcus and U-Haul and Aaron and Bonnie and John and Daniel, Patrick, and many, many others. 877-789-2539. Is a number for you to get in on when you hear somebody hang up. 877-789-ALEX. Okay,
Callers are always great, and I'm getting a little bit better. I used to be really good 20 years ago. I could take like 50 calls in a show. I'll send them 70, 80, 100, just because I used to bam, 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 run the calls myself. And then I got to where I never really take calls. I'm getting a little bit better about going to your calls, but just boom, get to the point, get to your question, and then we're going to move to the next person. I love you. You're awesome. No need to tell me how much you love the show. We know you're here. You're the reason we're here. We're very, very thankful to all of you. So without further ado, let's go to Aaron in Washington State on the raid that killed Baghdadi that people are questioning. The left is making it political, saying Trump's trying to get brownie points. That's, you know, ridiculous, obviously. I mean, Trump deserves brownie points for trying to end the war, and the military deserves brownie points for killing this guy. I believe it's real. But Trump, you get real action. Plus, if he wasn't real, Trump would get set up by people. So I believe the operation's real. But again, people are allowed to question it. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, actually, I'm just calling to find out what you think about our forces staying there and still guarding the oil. Rand Paul Plata tweet Saturday the 26th telling Trump not to listen to Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer, not to stay in Syria. So I'm wondering what our forces are going to be doing there, how long they're going to be there for, and why we're still guarding that oil.
Well, that was fake news a few weeks ago when Trump said he was pulling 40 troops out of an area because Turkey had been saying for years they were going to go in there. They'd already taken over part of the country before to the west, that huge border on the west all the way to the north. And so Trump pulled out because he knew that the Kurds had been doing excursions into Turkey. And so they would then broker a deal after to give them a small homeland. So I know U.S. troops are there now. I know that previously we would always take over areas then give the oil to the Chinese, almost all the oil Baghdad and all the surrounding areas of Iraq went to a consortium that gave the oil to the French, the Chi-Coms, and the Japanese. Why did we pay for the security? So I think Trump wants us to be open to bid to get the oil if we see fit. Now, that gets into the argument of, oh, we've gone there for the oil, but Trump was against those wars. Now that we're there, if people want to sell us oil, I think that's their right to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, and I totally agree with him going from the beginning of his campaign saying that, you know, if we're going to go anywhere for oil, we might as well actually grab it. You know, we're leaving a ton of oil in Iraq and other places, and we're guarding it there, spending money and lives, but we didn't get anything out of it. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense to defend your product here. But
And it's very pragmatic. He was against both wars.
Right.
But he says we're there because we're not even allowed to bid on it. Because, but see how the globalists did that? Oh, don't worry, we won't even bid on it, so the Chi-Coms get it at our subsidy, paying for the security for it? That's asinine.
Exactly, and that's the thing. We're the security force for almost everybody. So it's like, how much more are we going to be spending money on everybody else's stuff instead of ours?
And again, he's trying to completely get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, just I'm curious as to how long it's going to take. That's the only thing, you know. It's been a while that we've been over there now.
Yeah, 10 years on almost 19 in Afghanistan, and now suddenly all right. The liberals are these big hawks, and Trump is cutting and running. Well, this doesn't feel like cutting and running to me. It sounds like getting out of quicksand and cutting the head off the snake.
Yeah, even Russia came out recently and said RT, originally they were like, well, they don't know if he's really dead, but now all of a sudden if he is dead, well, you know, he did the world a really big favor, and that's out of the Kremlin. So, I mean, if they're supporting each other, then that's got to be something good, right?
Well, we know that the globalists were using Al-Qaeda under different names as a destabilizer. And Trump went in and took over the Saudi government and said, you do it anymore, you're dead. And so they stopped, and that's why we're cleaning this up finally. And it's a very positive thing Trump and the Pentagon are doing is getting rid of what the deep state helped create. You know, going back to 1979 was Zbigniew Brzezinski. It was not Reagan that created the Taliban or what became Al-Qaeda. It was Jimmy Carter. And they lured the Russians in by attacking Russian outposts. And you go, oh, what a genius idea, except then the blowback of it. And the whole time the deep state's had its hands in there using it. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Aaron. It's ridiculous. And Trump's like, why the hell are we trying to destabilize the planet? We're not going to do that. And by the way, he says to the arms makers, we'll sell more of our weapons than ever that way. You can have your weapon sales, peace through strength, but we're not going to be the bad guys. That's And again, America was not openly the bad guy until the mid-60s. And then we got globalists in control, and they're just nasty folks. And they want us to lose the wars and get the blame while we launch all these wars for the globalists. just like communists will take control of a country, ultra-rich robber barons almost always run it. They get all the security and power from the Russians or the Chi-Coms taking over an area, and then the Russians and the Chi-Coms pay for it all in blood, sweat, and tears. Well, that's what America does as well. That's how the multinational globalists operate. And Carol Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book on it in 1968. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Go read it. You'll go, oh, my gosh, it's what they're trying to do today. And everything Trump's doing is pragmatically saying we're not going to be bad guys anymore. The American people don't want it. It's not good for our business. It's not good for our country. It's going to stop. And people are scared of Trump. These foreign leaders are scared of him because they know he's the real deal. And they know if they do play games, then they're going to really get it. And we sell both the books, The Anglo-American Establishment and Tragedy and Hope, both by Carol Quigley. You might want to read it. Okay, that was a great caller, but I'm blowing through time here. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to U-Haul in Ohio. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Anyway, I wanted to congratulate the president on his victory. Pretty much the same time that the last president in his third year, how he had Bin Laden back then. But back then, YouTube was around, so there would have been footage of the coffin being released into the ocean. This time around, like the Ukrainian transcripts, he has to release footage for proof because everyone's doubting him.
So, and he's saying he is going to, and I was just in there getting coffee during the break, and Fox News was going, he shouldn't release the video. It'll endanger our troops. That's pure crap.
Can I give a compliment on one product, and then I have a question, then I'll hang up and
sure,
let's
go ahead,
the next call. For my bronchitis, the colloidal silver is good. And one thing to take up on, and I don't know whether or not you've had any consideration, colloidal gold. I've tried that as well, but I know that's patent-based. And my question is that there's been a rumor, some sort of prediction about Seattle this Sunday. I wanted to call you yesterday about it. I know it might be just nothing more but a rumor, but still.
What have you heard? Because I'm in the dark. What's happening?
Well, what it is that during the – there's some sort of prediction that something will happen in Seattle, and it's not good. There's something – I don't know if it's comparable to 9/11 or – but there has been, I guess, YouTube videos or something comparing that to 9/11. Hopefully nothing will. The power outage.
Well, you know, I haven't heard of that, but there were not just rumors. It was in the news the week before 9/11. At local public schools, Muslim kids said that building's not going to be there next week. People went and checked it. It was true. And then it turned out that other half the regular folks that were going to be at work were not in Tower 1, 2, or 7. That was confirmed by local news. Trump talked about bombs clearly being in the buildings days after it happened on national TV. We probably played that 50 times. So that's really a great point that you raise. I know this. The globalists have been saying Trump pulling out of Syria is going to cause al-Qaeda to attack us, so could they stage something to make it look like Trump isn't keeping us safe? Let me ask you what you think, U-Haul on the other side. But they've certainly been pre-programming that Trump's going to cause a terror attack, and could that be how they try to set him up? Let's talk about that with U-Haul. I'm going to get your final comment, U-Haul. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wondrous consciousness really is. We're taking your phone calls right now. Caller in Ohio, going by the handle U-Haul, just saying there's a lot of buzz and hype about something big in Seattle. You know, we see these type of things on the internet sometimes, and most of the time nothing happens with them. But on 9/11, there was a lot of chatter, and we saw that that indeed did end up happening. I saw Council on Foreign Relations members on Hardball with Chris Matthews a couple months before 9/11. And there was a particular CFR commission. They had several guests on there. And they were talking about big things that are about to happen, big change. Big buildings are going to be coming down. And when these big things happen, the whole world's going to be different. And then later, that exact same individual went on C-SPAN and said a lot of really incredible things about how we need to use 9/11 to basically take the American people's rights.
trying to remember that individual's names, and it just popped in my head. Gary Hart. Gary Hart of the Hart-Rudman Commission. And boy, if I ever saw a criminal telegraph something like that, it was incredible. And then later, reporters repeatedly brought that up to him. And he would try to deny it on tape and start sweating really bad. It's crazy. It's crazy. I even made a film that's in. I used to have a photographic memory. I'm 45, been through a lot. It doesn't work that good anymore. It was almost torture back when it was photographic. Up until I was about 35, it was pretty much photographic. Because I would see something or hear something, and this huge data spread would open up where I would remember everything at once. It was like, almost like being autistic or something. Because that's what autistic kids are like. It's just so much is happening. It just overwhelms them. But now I've got to kind of go back and remember. Then I remember this. I remember that. But there's just so much these crooks have done. So you got to pay attention to that. U-Haul, what's your other point on that?
Yeah, one of the things about it is that even though it might seem like it's just a rumor, just an attention grabber, just a publicity stunt for something else, it's still just something to look at. Going back to before the break, the Oklahoma City building was evacuated, or at least someone living in the city told me at the time, had a friend work there, said that building was actually vacated prior to the Ryder truck, unfortunately, making its way in there. So
that's right. They used drills to get people out of the building to finish putting the bombs in. I've talked to folks that saw the men planting the bombs. And then later, Jane Graham would see the men that planted the bombs running the FBI press conference. She's like, that's the guys that were from the phone company putting in the gray sticks of butter.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You're great.
You're great. God bless you. Look, it's always good to be vigilant, and especially right now more than ever. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who was I saying I was going to go to next? There's so many. Let's go ahead and go to Patrick in Kansas. Patrick, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. It's nice talking to you. Hey, greetings from Kansas. I just wanted to say that it's a pretty scary. Most people are completely, one, either unaware or two, damaged. And the damage coming from the vaccinations, the 5G, everything. What we need to focus on that. We're being attacked. We're being killed. And we're worrying about this peripheral nonsense that doesn't matter. So we need to really.
I totally agree with you that IQs are dropping, cancer's off the chart, fertility's dropping, 90%+ of people's sperm is dead, and we are dying. We are being killed. The globalists are doing it on purpose. They are putting fluoride in the water. They admit it's killing us. And we're talking about, is the raid real or isn't it real? You're absolutely right. It's just that with Trump, I believe it's real because what he's been doing is real. He's really been trying to get stuff done. Plus, he's surrounded by enemies. If he tried to stage something, even to end a war, it would still be immoral. But if he's putting a nice, headstone on this war by saying al-Baghdadi's dead, if al-Baghdadi wasn't really dead, the deep state would expose that, wouldn't they? Because they'd want to hurt Trump.
Oh, definitely. We want peace. We want peace. We're tired. We're tired of our kids going off and dying for pointless wars. How many of our kids has Trump sent off? How many fake wars has Trump started? We know, the people know that he's for real. The younger generation, not so much. We don't have much time left with them either. But we know, we can feel it. You can feel it. There's an energy in the air around Trump with people that don't look at their phones for 16 hours a day. So we need to focus on what's attacking us, the 5G, the vaccinations, the fluoride, everything you said. I started taking X2 back probably 3 years ago now, really steadily for the last 2 years. And I bought a water filter last Christmas, and I hope you have another special this Christmas with the water filters. I got to say that's a great it's a clarity, a great clarity that I haven't had before, and it's actually Sometimes I regret being awakened, but other times I realize that this is all that's left.
The biggest thing I noticed when Dr. Group got me into, he was developing X2 like 9 years ago. He said, "Listen, Alex, you like the sun, you like to hike, you're an outdoorsman." He goes, "You got sunspots." He said, "Take iodine consistently, a couple times a week at least, and your skin will clear up and those sunspots will go away." Well, supposedly sunspots don't go away. You've got to go have them removed by a dermatologist. The things, 90% of them went away. I've got a couple pimples right now because for whatever reason I swam in the lake and must have had a high bacteria count. My wife and I both broke out a little bit from the lake. But other than that, I mean, I'm talking, I had sunspots all over me. We go back like 8-9 years ago, and they're just gone. They just went away. And it's just wild. But again, China puts iodine in their water. Their IQ keeps going up. Our government tries to keep it away from us. And I saw a clip of Bill Gates talking about meeting Trump, and Trump's like, "Are vaccines really deadly? What do you think about them?" And Gates like, "Oh, no problem. Vaccines never hurt anybody." And then Bill Gates funded that TV show 2 weeks ago, The Good Doctor, attacking me, saying vaccines never hurt anybody. The damn inserts say they can kill you and have all these side effects and don't protect you. I mean, it's just incredible what they're trying to sell. So great, great points, Patrick. You're absolutely right. That's why I just keep harping on, if we don't value human life and if we don't realize people running things are psychotic, then we have no hope. And the public's so naive. We're going to release a video Wednesday that's about an hour long. And I went to the Texas Natural History Museum. It's not called the Texas Memorial Museum. It's a famous Art Deco museum. And I went to do a report there, and I had a couple graduate students walk over and go, "Gay frogs." So I started talking to them more, and they go, "You're delusional. The Nazis weren't involved in the space program." And I'm showing them on my phone, and they're like, "That's not true." And another professor walks over and goes, "You're lying." And it's what the caller just said. These people are extremely stupid. And I'm not trying to be mean, but when I drive across UT, or I go to other universities, but UT's giant, so I drive through it at least once a week, going places. Because, you know, unless you want to go around it, then that would take 30 minutes. And I'm just, like, looking for healthy-looking people, looking for smart-looking people, looking for people that have, like, a spring in their step or a sparkle in their eye. And, man, I don't care if they're white, black, Hispanic, male, female. They look like someone sucked their soul out. They look like a vampire almost killed them, drank, like, 90% of their blood. And then you talk to them, and man, they're dumb. I mean, and it's like, what is going on? Well, it's the TV culture, it's the chemicals, it's the glyphosate, it's the all of it. And it's killing us, and we physically know it is. I mean, I go out to Big Bend when there's no cell phones or anything, and I just, it's not just that I'm out in the desert. I sleep perfectly. I'm there like 5 days. I like look a year younger. And I've got to stay here in Austin and run this from the deck of this ship. But let me tell you, the elites are all fleeing to places like West Virginia, where the federal government has tens of thousands of square miles, where all radio frequency is outlawed. I'm telling you, it's incredible.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.